Me out March this year, I got into a fight with my mum's ex-boyfriend on a bus. He was strangling me. So I pulled out a knife in self-defense. And he tried turning the blade on me and stabbing me in the face. So I've got mad and I've pulled the knife further up towards his face. And he's bit me, dropped the knife, and then a passerby threw the knife out the bus window. And we still carried on fighting. And the police turned up. And when the police turned up, I told him that he stabbed me. He tried stabbing me. But really, I was the one that took the knife in self-defense. Because in the past, he's put an axe to my little brother's head. And he's been pushing me around since I was 12. And he threatened to kill my mum. So I took the knife in rage from my girlfriend's house. And went to Wyke to find him and to kick off with him and ask him why he's threatening my mum. So it all happened on bus, and then when the police turned up, I went to the back of the ambulance because I had like a graze where it's pushed knife into my hand. I had a graze on my hand, and they took blood tests, and I went up to hospital and put him in cuffs and put him in back of the police car. When I got to the hospital, I didn't know whether the knife had gone in him properly or not. So obviously I was thinking, oh, I'm getting locked up for stabbing him and stuff like this. And when I got to the hospital, they brought him there, which in my eyes, stupid. Because obviously if I seen him again on that day, I was going to kick off. And the cop has sat me down and started taking a statement. And then it came through the radio that apparently I was lying. So it got halfway through the statement and he stopped the statement and he says, at that point, have you got up to tell me? He says, yeah, I was the one carrying the knife. So he stopped the statement and he said, I'm arresting you on suspicion of wounding with intent. You don't have to say anything, but I need defence if you do not say anything. Which he would say, way later on in court, anything you do say may be remembered. So they took me to the police station. And I went in cells from like half one till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Got home, went to house. They didn't charge me that day. They released me, and then I went back for bail, and then I was charged with offensive weapon. Misconduct on a bus, criminal damage, and wounding with intent. So when I came to court, I got slapped on alternative to custody ISSP order, which is intensive surveillance support program, which you've got to see people for the ISSP team, yacht offending team, 25 hours a week. So they know you're not getting in trouble. And I was also slapped on a tag for 3 months, which is a curfew, 7-7. I've got to be in between 7 and 7. So I'm not allowed to go out before 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not allowed to go out after 7 o'clock at night. So basically, because of my actions of taking a knife out, I can't do the jobs I want.